You are now listening to the Geek Bro Network. Check out geekbro.net. That's how geeking is done.
Hi, this is Pedro, the big old fucking nerd.
Hello there, this is Kenny. I am the under to your score.
Hey, this is Q, your one-stop shop for all things Harry Potter, and you are now listening to The Talking Geek. So, thank you guys for tuning in to The Talking Geek, your part talk, part sass, all things geek podcast. As always, I am Q.
And this is Pedro.
And this is Kenny.
And this time, we are bringing you another bracket episode.
Yay!
Watch us suffer as we kill our babies.
Yeah, and or each other over this one. So, I was looking for unique brackets that like nobody had done before or hadn't done often. Like the Disney Pixar one that we did was a pretty popular bracket that a lot of people had done. And the Marvel one that we did, same thing.
Things you would expect.
So I was looking for something that we all thoroughly enjoy, and I didn't find any brackets that had that. So
that was
I
new,
made
yeah.
one.
Oh, there you
oh.
go.
I made a bracket.
This is custom. No
this
one has
custom,
ever seen
custom pain.
I didn't find it on the internet. If it's out there, whatever. This one is mine. So I listed all the movies I wanted to put into this bracket. I then did a randomizer, and then I just followed the numbers and filled in the blanks on the bracket.
Okay.
So I don't know.
God, here we go.
Right. So how movies are pinned against each other should be interesting. But basically, this is called Harry Potter and the Star Rings bracket. It's God, all dang. The Harry Potter movies.
Okay.
All right.
Lord of the Rings, including Hobbit, the three Hobbits.
Okay.
And then Star Wars, both the originals, the prequels, and only including Rogue One, The Last Jedi, and Force Awakens.
Okay.
So it doesn't have Solo. That's the only movie that is not in this. And then it has all of the Harry Potter movies. However, it has Deathly Hallows as one. One movie.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay.
So that it is one story.
All right.
Okay.
That's fair.
Here we go.
Okay. So
here we go.
I'm going to hand this over.
Can we just make the Hobbit trilogy into just one together?
Anybody got an extra pen so I can stab myself in the neck?
Here you go, sir.
Thank you. Okay, I got one.
You got one.
Perfect. I'm putting
Where's yours?
I'm putting the other sheets away. So once this episode goes up and while you guys are listening, a photo of this will be up on our Instagram, Twitter, and our Facebook so that you, too, can play along.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I already see one.
Hobbit Journey?
It's the first one.
It's the first one.
Unexpected Journey?
Unexpected Journey. Yeah.
Okay.
Hobbit, the Unexpected
Yeah,
Journey.
It didn't fit on the thing,
yeah,
so
yeah.
I went with... Okay, so on the left side, because it was... So the way that the numbers worked, it was weird. It was only 22... thing. So the way that they put these together was interesting to come up with just two winners that will then go up against each other. But in the very first bracket that we have to choose a winner from, we have Star Wars Phantom Menace against Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey.
It's a race to the bottom. Well, no, this one has a very clear answer.
Okay.
But
okay.
Are we answering it right away? Or
yeah,
okay.
I think we should be.
Yeah, this is Journey without a doubt. Phantom Menace is one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Straight up.
Yeah,
even
George Lucas said it was bad.
It's a fucking terrible movie. It's a Star Wars movie where they spend 40% of the movie talking about fucking trade wars, where it's just like, fuck you.
Yeah, well, I only saw bits and pieces of it, and I wasn't a very big Star Wars fan, so that
you saw
movie
too
did
much. You saw too much of it.
Yeah, it did nothing for me.
There's a famous, Topher Grace did a very famous cut of the prequel trilogy where he turned it into... one movie where he literally only used the Darth Maul fight in the end because it's literally the only thing that has any consequence later on.
Right.
And then he cut Clone Wars and Sith into one movie.
Oh, interesting.
And apparently
he did it also for Hobbit.
Oh my God, I would love to see that too.
He did it also, and in fact, he even said it for Journey. He really only used 20 minutes of that movie. To explain what he needed to.
There's a lot of air jerk off motions in that trilogy.
Okay,
but
so, yeah,
Journey
I went Journey, you went Journey, did and
yeah.
Kenny?
Yeah, of course Journey. Come
okay.
on.
Okay. So the next part, so that one was easy. Okay. Now the next one is Star Wars
Attack of the Clones.
Attack of the Clones against Harry Potter Chamber of Secrets.
Fuck. I'm gonna go with Chamber because I really don't like the prequel trilogy, so there's a lot of stuff that I even that I don't like, that I will watch over. Yeah, yeah.
It was not. I'm sorry, but Clone Wars was not memorable to me. Honestly, the animated series,
yes,
was more memorable than that movie.
That's fine. Animated series, fine.
Right.
Not that fucking movie.
So I'll go with Chambers. I'll go with Chambers.
Yeah, I'm going with Chambers. I promise you, I'm going to try to not always pick the Harry Potter movies because I do have problems with some of the movies.
Well, this first bracket makes it really easy.
Yeah, this one makes it easy, so I'm definitely going with Chamber on this one. So that one's easy. Okay, now we've got the next two that we have to go up against each other is Star Wars, Return of the Sith, against Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug.
Return of the Shit or Desolation of Smaug.
Smaug is actually, out of all of those movies, is the most watchable of the three. It actually has the most interesting action. It has actually decent character stuff. Not so much near the end, but...
No, that ending was very anticlimactic. It was an anticlimactic cliffhanger, is what that was.
Well, basically, so the dwarves were like, okay, we need to kill this fucking big dragon. What are we going to do? Covered in gold, so now he's just angry and shiny. And now he spits fire and he has molten gold around him, so it's like we just made him cool.
However, Humperdinck garbage bag or cabbage patch or cabbage patch
Humperdinck.
Humperdinck garbage patch.
Yeah, you know, what's his name? Benedict Cumberbatch.
You even forgot what the fucking real name was.
Yeah, well, that's fine. His portrayal of Smaug was done very well. He played off that interaction with Bilbo a lot.
That scene was very good.
So with that alone, that was more memorable than anything that happened in the Sith movie.
You know, I have Chad, if you're listening to this, you probably listen to this. I know how much you love Revenge of the Sith. I know that there's that really big Well, it's not anticlimactic. I mean, to be fair, they are fighting in a volcano. The setup for it is really cool.
Yes.
But I just... You know what it is when you just don't give a fuck and you just kind of hope that they both emulate themselves? Like, I didn't... By that point, it's like, I just want this to be shot like a fucking sick dog. Like, I did not give a fuck by that point.
Got it.
And the high ground, right?
I mean, that's the...
He worried so much about the high ground when he didn't care about that in the first one.
That's like the cherry on top, and then, like, he cuts three of his four limbs, and it's like, damn!
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he lights on fire. I love that because first it's like, oh, shit, he cut off his limbs. Oh, damn, he's on fire now.
He's on fire.
Cool.
Literally on fire. That's the only Star Wars movie that I have ever gone to see at the theater when it came out. At midnight, and it was just because the person I was dating at the time was a ginormous Star Wars fan. So, having not seen any Star Wars movie, that's the first one I ever saw.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And so, but then it also gave me the entire story.
Which is kind of why you didn't need none of the first one. You need some of the second one. Most of it's told in the third one.
Yeah, so... that's basically, I was just like, okay, now I know everything.
Yeah.
So clearly I went Smaug on this one.
That's an easy one.
Smaug.
Fucking on
dragons.
This one. All right. This is actually pretty hard for me, this next
really?
One. Yeah.
Really? This wasn't hard for me at all.
No, this next one, because I, having gone back, I'll explain now. So this next one is Harry Potter, Deathly Hallows versus Star Wars Return of the Jedi.
And what did you pick?
I haven't picked it yet.
Oh, you haven't?
No, because... Deathly Hallows is great, but it's so different from the books in certain aspects, specifically the end, things that were done with the wand.
Yeah.
I don't know how Voldemort dies. He doesn't dissipate into this beautiful, weird, feathery
weird
paper
parchment.
Shit. Yeah, like, that's not what happens. And no, Harry doesn't break the wand like some Mean Girls crown bullshit from fucking...
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, like, that didn't happen. And just for the... It is Return of the Jedi of the Luke... I am your father.
No, that's Empire.
That's Empire.
Ah. Return of the Jedi is Ewoks.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's half a good movie in Return.
Yeah. The other half is Ewoks.
Ewoks. And for some reason, Han Solo's an idiot now? Like, that just never made sense. Of, like, why is he, like, a love-struck idiot? Like, where he's never been one. That doesn't make sense.
Oh, I think...
Carbonite.
Carbonite is just shit to you.
He has a carbonite concussion. That's what it is.
The carbonite
blindness.
Have you
seen Solo?
Not yet.
Okay.
So... I haven't seen Solo, but I've been told that basically everything in Han's life happened within a very short period of time, which is a problem for me just from a perspective of a prequel. Like I know you want to put all of the cool stuff, so you put it all in like one movie, but I don't know, that's never how it came across and he would describe it.
Okay, Kira was a real person?
That's new.
Yeah, he never explains who that is.
Yeah.
But he mentions her in the movies at any point?
No, not at any point.
That was added in the comics.
Well, that's really the main plot of the whole movie.
Yeah.
So you go by the comics,
but they were going by the comics.
Right, but then you really didn't get everything that happened to him that he mentions. Like
you know nothing about him. That's kind of the, they never really
fleshed
him out.
That's the whole thing. You only hear stories.
It's like he wins the Falcon, he does the Kessel Run, he does, oh God, what was the other major thing that he did? He does all of this within like such a short span of time.
In the movie it's depicted amongst 4 years.
Within 4 years?
Maybe four years. I don't know.
He's an orphan, but he's already like 18, 19. Like, he's already older.
Yeah.
And he's like in the orphan. That's where Kira is. They're trying to escape. He escapes. He disappears. He goes to an art. He tries to become a pilot.
Yeah.
They end up, because of his bad behavior and his bad attitude,
they kick him out of Coruscant.
They kick him out, and then he goes, and he's starting to find another one. And it's in that war, he never finishes his service. In that, he meets the people who steal ships and who do all these other things.
He becomes a smuggler.
Oh,
of course, he meets Chewie. Yeah, yeah. That's the other major thing. You're just like, you're telling me that he did all of this in such a short period of time?
Granted,
no, he met Chewie.
how they made him meet Chewie was interesting. He meets Chewie because that was the... So Chewie's captured by the army, and he... they catch him when he's trying to be a deserter. They catch him. And they sent him to go be eaten by Chewie. Like, Chewie's supposed to kill him. And then a whole bunch of shit happens, and they both escape, and then they create their friendship from there. And then he leaves to become a smuggler. And then all you really know is what happens, how he wins the ship, the mission he's on for that ship, and then then it flashes forward, you don't know how many years, to how he gets the ship back again.
You know what you just did?
Man.
That was more entertaining than the second half of Return of the Jedi.
Here's the thing with the second half of Return. All the stuff with Luke dealing with Vader and dealing with the Emperor, I love that stuff. All that stuff is really great. And then they go down to the fucking the moon of Endor, and then it's just like, oh God, fucking
Ewoks.
Fuzzy bears.
Ewoks are cute.
Ewoks with sticks and spears beat the
rebellion. And logs.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
Beat the Empire. That to me is ridiculous.
Don't ever underestimate an Ewok, bro. All right.
I won't. They eat
the
people.
Only reason I okay,
yeah, they're terrifying.
Yeah. So first of all, the only reason
murder
I said
bears.
The only reason I thought it had I would said that it might be hard is because if it came with all the iconic lines, then I can see how that becomes a more important movie in retrospect to Deathly Hollows, because Deathly Hollows is the end and in the finishing of this entire world and this entire story. So Deathly Hollows as a whole, even individually, is extremely depressing.
Yeah,
it's a very sad. It's
even with its problems, though. I think Hallows was more successful in closing off its story than.
Oh, it was definitely. But this was it's against Return of the Jedi. Is that a close off?
I mean,
not.
It was back in the day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
That was supposed to end. They never really thought that
in retrospect,
ever going to be.
He had plans, but it wasn't like a realistic thing.
Got it. All right. So that's the first round of the left side.
What did we choose?
Oh, I chose Deathly Hollows.
Yeah, I chose Hallows.
Okay, good. Deathly Hollows.
All right. So now we're going to go to the first round. No. We're going to finish this left side. We're going to do that. All right.
For real?
We're doing the full left side?
Yep, full left side.
Left side.
All right. So full left side. Now we've got Star Wars A New Hope against Hobbit Journey.
Okay, that's an easy one.
That's Hope.
Yeah. All right.
That's
now
hope.
We've got.
Okay.
All right. I think everybody. This might be a very fast episode. I guess you see. Then the randomizer worked in our favor because
no, it didn't. Because when we get to the right side, we're gonna start having
right
problems.
Might be,
the right
side might be. Yeah.
The right side, we're gonna have problems.
I haven't looked at it yet.
Yeah,
no. You pointed one thing, and I was like, oh no, I'm not gonna look.
I just went nope.
All right. Okay, so then on the next thing we have to choose from is Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
That's easy.
Or Smaug, which is prisoner all the way.
Azkaban.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not going to win the other one. Just let you know that now.
I think we're finally going to have our first split in this last one.
All right. Now we've got Deathly Hollows and Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
That's Return of the King.
Yeah.
Hollows.
Yeah, I know.
That, yeah, sorry, that circle jerk at the end, you fucking killed me.
That makes no fucking sense why you would complain about that when you consider that they had three full movies of bullshit that they had
to bring
together.
No, it was too long. It's too long. Felt super Pineapple Express. And I know I saw this in reverse, but it doesn't matter. That's what it felt like to me. Nope. It did. I fell asleep watching it in the theater. Like, I fell asleep watching it in the theater. It was so eternally long, and because it's wrapping everything up, it's got that pace towards the end. If he hadn't
done the fade out to white every time, I think this would be a very different conversation.
I think so too.
Because
so
every
too.
Fade out to white, it's like, oh, like as I'm a huge fan of that book, so I was just like, why did he fade out to white? It's not done. There's still a lot of shit to talk about.
No, yeah. I think that just was so it dropped the movie down so much for me. And again, I saw this at midnight, which is probably the reason why I passed out.
It was 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
by the time,
exactly.
Yeah.
And I had been streaming all the movies back to back beforehand. So I just it is and compared to Deathly Hallows, yeah, no, I have to go Deathly Hallows on that one. And I knew you were both gonna go. Return of the King. There's no way.
I like Hallows, but
happening.
Return of the King.
No, for sure, and that makes sense. And it's a good. At least this battle was. I can see. Why one person?
It's understandable.
Yeah, like which way you would go, I can totally understand. So, all right, time to finish The Other Left Side. Right. Now, Star Wars: A New Hope, which is the very first Star Wars movie, and Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, which is their second.
Yeah, that's hope for me because Chamber is one of the weakest. Is the second weakest movie of the bunch.
Yeah. To be quite honest, Star Wars: A New Hope. New
it's
Hope,
actually
it's,
a hope
it's,
for me. A New Hope for me as well.
It's really hard to tell me that Chamber of Secrets, which if it's not a it's not a horrible movie.
It's not horrible.
It's not a horrible movie. However, the way that the movie is when you compare it to Star Wars: A New Hope, it's the beginning of a legacy.
And
let's put it that way.
Harry was whispering the whole time because his balls were dropping and he could not grab his voice crack yet.
Chambers for me, A New Hope, even though I'm not a Star Wars fanatic, A New Hope, like you said, it set the tone for a legacy and this amazing fandom that would be born out of that movie, and for its time was fantastic. Chamber, obviously being the second one, it's hit. I mean, I watched it, I like it, I enjoy it. I love Hermione in that one specifically. I like that they were going darker in Chambers. You have blood bleeding on the walls with a petrified cat. Like, that's intense for 11-year-olds. Like, I remember showing it to our kids and them being scared. And I was like, really? And weird, like, parcel tongue sounds. So,
Chris Columbus is not a good director. Well, I mean, okay. It's not that he's not a good director. It's just however he was told to direct, especially those first two movies, are just really hard to go back to.
Yeah, it's hard to go back to. But they were the ones closest to the book, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So, but given that in comparison to Hope, I have to go with Hope.
Yeah.
All right.
This one's rough. This is the first like really rough one for
me. This is rough.
Wow. All right. So we all ended up with the same, which is Harry Potter, Prisoner of Azkaban against Harry Potter.
Well, for you, yeah.
You.
And the Deathly Hallows. And for you, Prisoner of Azkaban and Return of the King. Oh,
wow, that's
rough
tough.
For you.
Yeah,
that one's rough for you.
That's rough for me. Alfonso Cuarón's one of my favorite directors, and Prisoner of Azkaban is just a straight up good fucking movie.
Yes,
period,
it is.
In a sentence. And Return.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
It's probably
gonna
be.
I'll say mine first. Mine is easier because I'm not as hard up on the director as you are.
Yeah.
Return of the King is what I'm going with.
I'm going with Return of the King. Also, it hurts me, but.
It's not going to hurt you as much as what's going to happen on the right side. I'm just going to say that right now.
There's a lot of movies missing on this side, but they're all bunched up on the other side.
I'm going with Prisoner against Hollows.
All right. Prisoner against Hollows.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Prisoner of Azkaban against Hollows.
It's a good fucking movie.
It's a fucking good movie. It's a good standalone movie. If I just wanted to pop one in and
I
go through a goddamn marathon, you would pop in on that one. 9 out of 10 times if I'm starting the books, I start there too.
Yeah. It's my favorite book of all of them.
So, hands down. And now.
Shit, just talking about it. I want to crack in some Jim Dale. And
yeah.
Should we do the right side now that we got the semifinals?
No. That's not how we did the Marvel one. So now we have to choose between. I have to choose between Star Wars: A New Hope and Harry Potter and The Prisoner of Azkaban. And I'm just going to say it right now, I'm going with Prisoner of Azkaban.
It's a better movie. I like New Hope.
Yes.
It's a better movie.
Yeah.
So for me, it's Hope and Return of the King.
Yeah.
And I'm going Return of the King.
Oh my god, it's so hard. that to me is hard.
That is difficult. That is a difficult choice. It hurts
me. See, this side didn't get us at the beginning. It got us at the end. Yeah. Nailed us at the end.
That's a hard one. Honestly, it's not my favorite though. Out of the Lord of the Rings,
it is, yeah.
Return of the King is not my favorite, and Star Wars: A New Hope is my favorite.
That's
out
your
of
favorite
the trilogy.
Oh, well, that makes
so
it
that's
easy.
Why that's the only reason why I'm going with A New Hope.
Yeah,
only
yeah.
reason.
So in your bracket,
we have three different ones on the left side.
That's interesting. For how many we had in common from the get. So, yeah. That is interesting. So on my side, my left contender is Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah, mine is Return of the King.
And mine is Star Wars: A New Hope.
All three good movies. So
all three different franchises.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we've hit all of them, which is good. I was afraid that we were going to lean towards one franchise than the other.
Okay. My balls are itching right now.
We are now
the first one.
All right, we are now on the first bracket on the right-hand side, which is Star Wars: The Force Awakens against Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
I went Order of the Phoenix. I liked Force Awakens. Order of the Phoenix is one of the better of the Harry Potter movies, and I like that part of Harry's story, even with all of his whinging and his whining. There's stuff that happens to him that I like. I like the rush at the end. I like how they did the attack on the Ministry.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's what tips it over for me. Wow, I'm surprised you're having
I'm
this
I'm going to tell you why. Order of the Phoenix is a good movie, but it's a good book, too. It is one of the most frustrating for me to watch, and it's one of the most frustrating for me to read, because we meet Umbridge.
Yes.
And she is such a phenomenally horrible character that it makes me cringe.
Yeah.
Harry is such a whiny little bitch because he's all, nobody tells me anything. Nobody talks to me. No, meh, 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 meh. Dumbledore's not talking to me. Meh, 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 meh. That I can't with him and Umbridge. See, like, we could.
It's a bad combo.
It is such a bad combo. And then Sirius Black dies.
Yeah.
That's not okay in my book. It is literally that Order of the Phoenix is the beginning of the decline of his innocence.
Yeah.
Of Harry's innocence, because he loses in his face the very first person that he realized was the only family he had left that he didn't even know he had.
Yeah.
And after that, in every movie, somebody dies very important to him. After that, you have Dumbledore. After Dumbledore, you have Hedwig.
Hedwig and then everybody else.
And then everybody else axes it. So Sirius is the first domino that was tapped. So because of all of that, it is so hard for me to really love that movie.
Yeah.
It would have been harder if we were talking about books, since these are all based
on the movies. Yeah.
Right. It would be harder for me. And The Force Awakens made me love Star Wars in a way that I didn't know I could enjoy and love it.
Yeah.
I was actually mad that I had gone back and seen all the other Star Wars because it was the same story.
Yeah.
Right? And so I felt like I was watching the same story all over again. I was watching A New Hope, but I was just watching A New Hope modern.
Uh-huh.
You know? But I actually really like Rey, and I really like all the things that were there. And it was the beginning for me as a non-Star Wars fan to go, okay, I'm going to watch these movies now.
It's a good introduction to it if you didn't want to go through all the old stuff.
I'm actually going to go Force. I'm going to go Force on this one.
Interesting. Okay.
And for that reason, because it gave me an interest in a fandom I otherwise would have turned the cheek. Right.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah.
It's interesting how she was talking about how people that have died, the catalyst, the one that started this whole thing in Harry Potter, the Order of the Phoenix, because in Force Awakens, there is a huge death.
Yeah, the huge.
Like, huge.
The fucking Hondos,
yeah.
Like, and if it's the first time you've ever seen Star Wars and you've never seen any other Star Wars movie and you see that, it hurts, but it doesn't hurt as much as somebody who's seen the original trilogy.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden that happens. That is like a gut. It's a gut punch. However, it's because of that scene that I choose Star Wars: Force Awakens. It's the opposite of how I think how Q views with Order of the Phoenix. With this one, this had to take a turn. It had to change something because, again, it took a lot of notes from the original trilogy, so that they can try to keep people in from nostalgia and try to bring in the new fans. But they had to change it up. So someone had to die. You know, Obi-Wan was in the original. In this one, it just happened to be Han Solo. So, yeah, I go ahead and I choose Star Wars Force Awakens.
All right.
All right. Cool. And, Pear, what did you pick?
I picked the Order of the Phoenix.
Sweet. Dope.
It's just I like that story. I like the fact that,
right,
especially after how much I disliked Goblet of Fire.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, cool. Now we're back to good movies.
And we're back, yeah. All right, so next bracket on this side is Star Wars Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, we're jumping there.
That's, yeah, because it's this.
Oh, okay.
We're going that way. I'm going in number order.
Right, we're following it.
Yeah, so Star Wars Empire Strikes Back against Lord of the Rings Two Towers.
This is going to be the hardest one for me.
This is easy.
This is going to be the hardest one for me.
It's not. Those are both very excellent movies, but there's a very clear answer here.
For me, there's a very clear answer, and I'm just going to go with it.
Yeah.
And that's Two Towers.
I'm actually going with Empire.
Oh.
Empire. Two Towers is good. It's really good. But Empire, I love Empire Strikes Back. It's still my favorite out of all of the Star Wars, and it still holds up. It's basically the only one that I can pop in and just pop in. Like,
right.
Return of the Jedi, eh. The original Star Wars, I'll watch it if it's there. But Empire, like, I'll actively be like, yeah, I think I'm going to watch Empire.
And if I see Two Towers on, I'm watching it.
Yeah, I do also. Yeah.
I mean,
I do it for any of the
Lord of the Rings, for the most part. I'll cut the last 45 minutes of Return of the King. I'll watch the beginning of it. But I'll cut that. I'm sorry, guys. I love you guys. I love Lord of the Rings. I do. But... no, Two Towers is what made me name my dog Legolas. Like, I had a cut out of Legolas in my room. That's the, well, Lord of the Rings in general is what made me fall in love with elves. But
yeah,
Two Towers was just, for me, an amazing fucking movie. And it's also, it was lucky because of its placement. It's all the action. It's, you don't have this long dreaded walking of fellowship. And then you don't have the long, drawn-out ending. It gets to be exciting and stressful and all of that without having to drag on, I think. And so, well, I went Towers.
Oh, my God. This Kenny's is so hard for me.
Denny.
I tried to buy you time, Kenny.
this is so hard. It's just because Two Towers is my favorite from Lord of the Rings. But Empire is Empire. It is... That movie was done so well with the way that it was done at the time period that you can watch it now and it still holds up.
Yeah.
Right? And with Two Towers, they still use the CGI in a way where you can still use it now. Because back then, even still today, CGI was, there's no like middle ground. It's either really cheesy and you can tell that it's really bad, or it's done so well that it will transcend.
Watch Terminator 2. Terminator 2 still holds, with the exception of one shot in that movie, everything still holds up.
Yeah. God, I'm going to squeeze
it,
my pen.
You
got to
do it. Go with your heart.
You got 5 seconds. You got 5, 4, 3, 2.
One with Two Towers. Waiting for the two. Yeah,
right.
Sorry. Yeah, that really, yeah, Two Towers, man.
You got to go with the hat.
You got to go with it.
You got to go with your heart.
All right.
All right. Next bracket on this side is Hobbit, something, something,
oh,
five.
So
armies.
Easy.
So this is easy.
And
is
Rogue easy. One.
Are we even?
Rogue One.
Should we say it at the same time?
Yeah, that's
Rogue One. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Not even. I was like, right? I literally, as you're saying, I'm just thinking.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so we're not going to talk about this.
No, we don't need to talk about everybody. Come on, guys.
This one is super easy. This one is hilarious.
Yeah. This one is Star Wars: The Last Jedi, and Harry Potter and the Half Blood Prince. And for me, it's Half Blood Prince.
I fucking hate Half Blood Prince. I think that's a terrible fucking movie.
Oh, I love it.
I finally got to see the Half Blood Prince in its entirety.
Oh, nice.
Finally got to see it. And I choose The Last Jedi.
Yeah, Last Jedi.
No, I thoroughly enjoyed Half-Blood Prince. It is different from the book a lot. And I think that that's the reason that I was biased and I enjoyed the movie. Because that's one of my top Harry Potter books is The Half-Blood Prince.
I feel it does the same dumb bullshit that Goblet of Fire did. Or whoever was making the decisions about what to choose and what to put in the movie.
I can agree with you on that. I could definitely agree with you on that. But for me, again, I think that I just bring the bias in from the book. There's so much character work in that book. For Snape, for a lot of things that you're finding out. Harry's starting to really wise up that not everybody in his circle is who he thinks they are. So for those reasons, and because going into the movie, I know that, it allows me to fill in the gaps better for me than Goblet of Fire. Goblet of Fire, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, it should have been called Dumpster Fire.
Like, none of this is right. This is all wrong, and you're ruining a really good book.
I still can't get over the fact that they murk fucking Dumbledore, and then they just walk out. They literally walked into somebody's house, killed their granddaddy, and walked out, and nobody fucking thought to take a fucking swing. At the very least in the book, like, they had to fight their way out. People were like, no, we're going to fucking kill you.
They did fuck that up. And I was also upset. Again, what most upset me was how they didn't honor his death. Because in the book, that is such an important aspect of it, of them sitting there in his funeral, Dumbledore's funeral, Harry breaking up with Ginny because he realizes that he has one responsibility, and that responsibility is to make sure to finish what Dumbledore was doing and all that other shit. But I still enjoyed it. I like Snape as a character. I liked the actor. So
Alan Rickman, man.
Alan Rickman was awesome, made me really want to like that story because it's his. It's where you start to get that stuff. So I went Half-Blood Prince. And I can't think of The Last Jedi. Wait, am I talking about the right one?
Hey,
I get confused with Star Wars. That's the one with the fucking...
That's the most recent one, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that... She floats for too long, and I can't like that movie for that.
That's so dumb.
I know that, but it's all I can think about every time it happens. It's an alright movie. I didn't hate it when we talked about it, but that scene always sticks out to me. Like, the minute anybody says, have you seen that movie? I'm like, yeah, that's the one with fucking Leia deciding to just fucking float. I was a good movie, but that scene sticks out to me.
you sometimes pick the strange. Like I do it too.
Yeah,
but sometimes
but
you
mine.
Pick the strangest things. To
yeah,
hang
and then
up
I'm
on.
Just like that. I'm not over it.
But to be fair, that's also pretty fucking dumb.
Yeah, it was dumb. So you said Last Jedi.
Last Jedi, yeah.
And Kenny, you said Last Jedi.
Last Jedi, yeah.
All right, so time to go back to the top of this right hand side, and I have Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring, with The Force Awakens.
Fellowship.
You had the same combination?
I had Fellowship and Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
I have Fellowship and Force Awakens.
I'm going with Fellowship.
Going with Fellowship as well.
Okay, cool. Next one is Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone or the Sorcerer's Stone against Rogue One. Ooh, okay.
That's me. That easy peasy.
Yeah, that's HP for me.
No. Oh, yeah, for you, yeah.
For me, it's HP.
Yeah, no, that movie... I've watched it in its entirety twice when it first came out, and then when it came out on DVD, and I was like, oh, it's great. And then I have not been able to stay awake any other time because it is fucking dull. It is a dull, unentertaining experience.
And
for a book that should have so much magic, there's just no magic.
I actually disagree with that because for me it's also the beginning of the story,
mm-hmm.
and for me the magic is knowing that this world exists. It's him going to find buy his wand for the very first time and even realizing that that's a thing, going into a candy shop and looking at what it's like to be in a candy shop and down like aisles for witches and wizards. It's literally like, for me, that I prefer that kind of lore of what it would be like to be around real elves and fucking gnomes and like all that crazy shit, like fantasy shit. It's what I would feel like walking into that kind of a world if I had found out it was real. So for me, it was the beginning of something. It was like, oh, wizards exist, witches exist. You could be a wizard. Well, obviously not me because I didn't get my letter, but clearly somebody is.
Yeah.
You know, like that. It was that. So as much as now I don't go back and watch it, I have to appreciate that that was the Kickstarter, both book-wise and movie-wise, for an amazing ride and an amazing world that was built. That we're still living in now with Fantastic Beasts continuing on and so on and so forth. So I went Stone. And Rogue One, I already knew what happened. I already knew how it happened. So why are you watching?
Well, you didn't know how it happened. You know what happened.
You know what happened. You just didn't know how.
Yeah. And I kind of know the end result. Like, I know. So it was just like.
Yeah, and I know the end result of Philosopher's Stone. You're a wizard, Harry!
Well, no, that's the beginning. But yes. But no, like.
No, okay, you're still a wizard by the end of it.
Here's my problem with Star Wars doing Rogue One.
You're a wizard.
Here's my problem with Star Wars doing Rogue One. The world that they have built in Star Wars is so great. Mm-hmm. It's so huge that you now have this new kick to that people are into it, because you came up with Rogue One after Force, like it came out after Force Awakens and stuff like that. Why are you going to give me a story I already know the ending to, when you can give me so much more? Because I would have loved to have seen like a I would have dug knowing a story I don't already know how it ends. Like any other character.
Yeah, give you something different.
Something different, because you've built this world and you're now starting anew. You're giving us a new Rey, a Kylo. Like you're doing all of these things still within the beautiful world of Star Wars. Why not now do that again? Like when they thought about doing Solo, even that was interesting. I don't know anything about Solo. So you giving me a story about him, I know he's eventually going to be friends with Chewie and all of that, but I don't know why he's such a dick. I don't know. Like there's things I don't know. I know these plans that are so important, make it, and know what we do with them. I don't need to know how we got them. It's war. So I'm sure it was a very interesting plan that would cost a lot of lives.
And I feel kind of the same way about Solo. He's a dick because he's just a fucking dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people are made dicks. And
he's just a dick.
Yeah. Some people are made dicks.
Yeah, they are. Some people are. You get bitter, you get scorned by life, you become a dick. Not everybody's born that way. So I'm just saying I could see why they gave me Solo.
Yeah.
But I don't see. I think Rogue One was a waste.
Rogue One also kind of feels like a warm up insofar as like, okay, well we're gonna do these extended stories for this universe. So let's start with something that Everybody kind of knows, so they're familiar kind of going into it.
Right.
And I didn't know how I was going to feel going into it, and I was actually like really surprised. I thought they actually did a pretty good heist movie, and the fact that like, you know, they actually fucking killed these people.
Oh, and don't get me wrong.
Like, and that ending was actually really solid.
Don't get me wrong. I liked the movie. Me and Vanessa saw it up in Colorado while we were there. We were there and we saw that movie on our honeymoon. Like that was a movie we saw, but and it was good. But you can give me something else in this world. I'm equally upset at Harry Potter world right now with what they're doing with the movies that we're getting. And I know exactly what every Star Wars fan feels like.
I feel so badly for you because you're like, oh no, you're going through what we went through.
This is not like I know what that feels like, which is why it's come out and I still haven't seen it. Like, I haven't. I'm so fearful.
I cannot wait until you find out the spoiler.
I know.
Because I want to know what your reaction is.
I know. Everybody is dying to hear from me about this movie, and it's making me really dread watching this movie even more so. So, anyhow, that's enough blobbity blahs. Kenny, what did you end up with?
Rogue One.
Okay.
No, I chose Rogue One. Cool. Honestly, I like the story better in Rogue One than I did in Harry Potter. All the other Harry Potter movies are better. I'll tell you this. All the other Harry Potter movies are better than Rogue One, except for the first one.
All right. And now...
to me, that's... Right. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go first. It's Half-Blood for me against Goblet of Fire. I'm going Half-Blood.
All right. For me, it's Last Jedi versus Goblet of Fire.
Say that again.
Oh, sorry about that. For me, it's Last Jedi versus Goblet of Fire, and that's another fucking easy one. That's Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Well, Last Jedi versus Goblet of Fire for me, and... Yeah, I'm going with Goblet of Fire.
Wow.
There you go.
Unlike you guys, I didn't read the books. So
that's blissful when you're going into
that
movie.
When I watch this movie...
If you don't read the books, it's good.
What I'm saying. It's blissful to be able to have that comparison.
Here's the thing. I read The Prisoner of Azkaban. I read the first three. So I read Philosopher's Stone, Chamber of Secrets, and Prisoner. So I read those three, which were fine because they didn't deviate that much away from them, right? And then after that, I stopped. So watching Goblet of Fire, it didn't bother me whatsoever.
If you've never read Goblet of Fire, it's a good movie. Introducing the schools, you get to see all of that. The trials are pretty interesting.
You don't know what you're missing.
I am told by you guys how horribly off it is.
Yeah.
My girlfriend Tiff will tell me, yeah, this is like completely wrong. They don't even introduce to you the other house elf that you're supposed to know.
Yeah,
they
got rid of a character.
Yeah,
it's fine.
They just got rid of a character you don't need to know about.
Winky, who's Winky?
Right? Yeah, nobody knows what Winky is.
But
it's fine.
You know what? If we're just talking about movies, I'm gonna go with Goblet of
Fire.
I
get you.
All right, guys, this is where we start to go crazy, right? Okay, so
oh fuck, this one's hard.
Actually, you know what? The right side. Wasn't that hard for me? Okay, cool.
Oh, no, this right side's harder for me.
Yeah, this right side has been a little more difficult.
Okay.
Especially since what I have right now in front of me.
Okay, so mine is, I have to go between Fellowship and Two Towers. I'm going Two Towers. That's my favorite of the Lord of the Rings. Man, so.
I got Fellowship and Empire.
Yeah, ooh, that's fuck. Hard. That's hard for you.
Oh. So glad I went the other way then.
This is the sounds that I'm making.
You gotta pick some.
Fuck. Okay, I'm gonna go with Fellowship.
Ooh.
I grew up reading Lord of the Rings. I've been reading Lord of the Rings since I was like fucking 10 years old.
Yeah.
And so the excitement going into that movie and the fact that it was really fucking good
and really close and they did very well with trying to stick as close to the movie as I mean to the book as they could.
It is the best movie of for me it is the best movie of the trilogy because it gets the themes of the book while not being bogged down by them, and it also feels the most cohesive as a movie. When I first saw them, I didn't pick it up, but like later on, once I started getting into like more like editing and more of like how movies work, you really get a feel that like they were barely keeping the movies together after that. And it's a testament to the editor and to Peter Jackson with the dedication that they had that they got those movies as excellent as they were. And right. I think it's fucking amazing because when you see it, you're like, oh, they really had to stitch this fucking together.
Got it.
It still works. But yeah, Fellowship, I love that movie.
Awesome. Kenny?
Well, mine is between Fellowship and Two Towers.
Damn.
And I already told
that's
you.
That's a hard one, yeah.
No, but I already told you.
Yeah.
My favorite out of the three is Two Towers, so Two Towers.
Kenny and I ended up with the same. All right. For me, it is now Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone and Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Oh, come on.
And I'm going Half-Blood Prince.
Yeah. I mean, I may greatly dislike Half-Blood Prince, but
it's a better movie.
It's a much better movie.
Much better movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for me, it's Rogue One and Last Jedi, and Last Jedi. We'll take that.
Okay.
All right. And I got Rogue One versus Goblet of Fire. And honestly, that's where Harry Potter leaves me. So I'm going
and
with...
it's gone.
And it's gone. So Rogue One it is.
All right. Now to pick my right side contestant, I am between Two Towers and Half-Blood Prince, and that one's very easy for me because it's Two Towers.
Towers, I was about to say. I was like, I hope, yeah.
No, it's Two Towers.
Yeah. For me, it's between Fellowship and Last Jedi, and while I wanted to get Last Jedi into the finals to piss off...
to piss off everybody.
To piss off everybody and, you know, and their really stupid opinions, I'll have to go with Fellowship because, I mean, I love Fellowship.
All right.
Yeah, straight up. It's not even close.
And with me, it's Two Towers versus Rogue One. Honestly, this... It got easy.
That's easy for you.
Started
off
hard.
Two Towers it is.
Two Towers. All right. We all have different finalists.
Yes.
Every single last one of us has different finalists.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
So mine is Prisoner of Azkaban versus Lord of the Rings Two Towers.
Wow. Wow, that's hard.
I say everybody says what there is,
then
we give us a second.
Okay, so you got Azkaban and Two Towers.
Yeah.
I have Return of the King and Fellowship.
Wow, you have the third going against the first, which actually,
that's not hard for me. That's not hard for me. Yeah,
it's going to be hard.
For me, this is a little harder.
Getting to this point was hard.
Yeah.
For me, it's a little harder because I have A New Hope versus Two Towers.
Oh, man.
The two faves?
No, that's my two faves. It literally is my two favorites. It just so happens to come out. So now this is where my geek card has to. I have to stamp one of these. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first because I got the easiest one.
Yeah.
I wish I could have gotten Last Jedi up here. I just would have loved to have just irritated the fuck out of everybody.
But it didn't work.
It's Fellowship. It's not even close. Yeah. I mean, that's a little harsh. I love Fellowship, Return of the King. I love it also, but yeah, like I mentioned earlier, like Fellowship is just right there for me. So the winner for me is Fellowship of the Ring.
All right. From Q's side, it sounds like I'm going to have to go second.
Yeah. So yeah, you're going to have to go second, bro.
There's going to have to be some life choices you have to think about.
Because I got New Hope. I got New Hope, and then I got on the other side, I have Two Towers. And here's the thing.
So you're going to Tachi Station, or you're going to fucking Isengard.
Isengard.
Helm's Deep.
Helm's Deep.
The Mines of Moria.
No, Helm's Deep is where I would go.
But both of those are pretty bad places to go.
Yeah, Gondor. I want to end up. I'd rather go to Gondor.
Go to Gondor. Go with the horses.
Go with the horses.
I'm on a horse. It's fine.
So, yeah. So, I have a choice between A New Hope, which is the beginning of my childhood, because that was probably one of the first sci-fi movies I've ever seen was Star Wars A New Hope. And then I also have my fantasy realm, because I read Tolkien before I saw these movies. So, obviously, when these movies came out, I was infatuated immediately.
Yeah.
So, it's either my childhood or my actual passion for books when I first started. So it's one or the other, and I can always just choose another childhood memory. I'm actually gonna choose Two Towers.
Good choice.
Yeah, I'm actually going with Two Towers. I'm writing that down. Two motherfucking towers.
Ooh,
this is so rough.
Cute.
I gave you as
so
much time
cute,
as I could.
Cute.
I know. This is. So rough, because it Two Towers is my favorite of all the Lord of the Rings movies. It is.
but this is Harry Potter.
for one, it's Harry Potter, which I'm a much bigger Harry Potter fanatic than I am a Lord of the Rings fanatic. However, I was a Lord of the Rings fanatic I had a Legolas in my room.
Yeah.
So like I was a fanatic of Lord of the Rings, but clearly, this is what took over for me on that one. The thing is,
yeah,
this is so fucking hard.
Yeah, go
ahead.
Talk it out.
I am gonna talk it out. My problem is, these are both movies that if they're on, I'm watching them.
Yeah,
right.
Like, that's my problem.
Well, I mean,
right?
You would hope at the very end of this that's
would be the
that's case.
What should be happening, right? But I mean, I guess it could have gone either way. And then you have the introduction of Sirius, which is one of my favorite fucking characters. And they did a decent job for what I got in the book, which was before Goblet of Fire happened and then crushed my souls.
Yeah.
Then you have Two Towers.
Oh, God.
Two Towers.
With that Battle of Helm's Deep. It's
was so amazing and made my obsession with elves that like all of that made it so much more intense. This was a really, really hard one for me.
Oh my God! And the trees. Don't forget the trees.
We are the Ents. We have decided you are not orcs.
He goes, "That's great, but what about? But what about the battle?" He's like, "Oh,
no need to be hasty."
Yeah.
I okay. So
the smile that he got, I just remembered. You're not orcs. Big old tree grin.
Yeah.
Two Towers. Made it far for a reason. It's something I love, but I have to go Prisoner. I have to go Prisoner, right, because for one, it's Harry Potter. It's my heart. It's my passion. It's the fandom that I'm the biggest in. Sirius is really one of my favorite characters. Also, after something like this is the first time I liked Harry. Like, because Harry was a very big baby.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I liked him and understood him in Prisoner, I think, a little bit better.
Yeah.
Again, before he becomes annoying in Order of the Phoenix.
Again, understandably annoying.
Oh, understandably. For sure.
Yeah.
But reading it, listening to it, watching it, not amazing.
Yeah.
That is not something I needed done. And I think that they just did a really good job with that. If you're not a Harry Potter fan and you were to just say, what movie would you just tell me to put on and just enjoy? I would probably tell you Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah. I would argue you could start with that and then move on. Because, man, it's hard for me to recommend the first two movies. You have to see them to get to the world, right?
Yes.
But also, I could see a lot of people just being done with them after.
I would, and I even tell people with books to do that. You could start with Prisoner.
You could.
You could, and watch the first two movies after you like the world in Prisoner.
Yeah, actually, that's not a bad idea.
You know what I mean? And then watch the two movies so you don't have to do the two books at the beginning, because those are, once you read them, you don't need them anymore.
Yeah.
It gives you a little bit of backstory. Everything else is really important that you get after that. Prisoner especially, your introduction to Sirius should be in like the book should be something you do.
Yeah.
So I had to go Prisoner. Very close run. Like I could have gone either way and still argued a reason to have chosen Two Towers. But because of my
your love.
My love for it and my love for the characters that were introduced in that one, I have to go Prisoner.
Wow. You know what's surprising about our picks?
What?
Not a single one has Star Wars in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's crazy. No, like It's understandable why.
Yeah.
It's understandable, and it just so happens the chips fall where they may. Mine got all the way, at least the Star Wars, at least on my end, got all the way to the finals.
I got a Star Wars in my semi, one Star Wars in each semi. Harry Potter did not make it.
Interesting.
And I like Harry Potter a lot, but interesting. I mean, both of these franchises have been part of my life for ever.
And I did this, I wanted to do this particular bracket because of the fandom that has behind it. So I thought it would be interesting what we bring in to make our choices, what our choices are, and because each one of us has a different pull towards one more than the
angle
other
that we're coming in from.
So I thought that it would be interesting. I actually was surprised that I didn't have all the Harry Potters make it. Like, Hope made it for me down to semifinals. And then Lord of the Rings was, I knew one of the Lord of the Rings if was going to make it to the end.
What I'm surprised about is how far on my end, and looking at this, that the only other Star Wars movie that made... No, forgive me. Because in the semifinals, I literally had two Lord of the Rings movies, two Star Wars movies. It was two Lord of the Rings and two Star Wars.
Yeah.
I didn't have Harry Potter anywhere near that.
I will say this. If I did have Return of the King and Last Jedi together... Return of the King is a better movie, and I like it. But just for the sake of fucking with people, I would have picked Last Jedi.
You're very clear on that.
But Fellowship is like I mentioned.
What we need to do is record now a trolling version of this, where we just start picking.
Phantom Menace makes it all.
To the semifinals.
The thing is, I can't because it's like I love trolling. I love it.
But
that's one step too far.
All right, guys, if you actually have ideas of things you want to make us pin against each other, I can make brackets. So you can always email us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for following The Talking Geek. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at Qception, like Inception, but it's just the many faces of me. You can follow?
You can follow me at Instagram at Gurren Lagann, like the robot anime. And
robot.
On, oh my God, I forgot the service. On Twitter, the birds. My brain's falling apart. At Pedro Cortez Get, and that's Cortez with an S.
Yes. And you can find me, Kenny. You can find me on Twitter and on Instagram. I am under Mr. _ with the _ in between each word.
Mr. _ _score.
Thank you.
Nothing changes. And until next time, everybody, stay geeky.
Peace.